Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He want to turn you around off the broad way, place you on the straight and narrow way to heaven. Praise God. Because it's not God's will that any should perish, but all come to repentance. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost field ministry to go into the jails and prisons. Amen. To bring hope, to bring sunshine, to let the inmates know Jesus is the answer to their problems, to help them to rehabilitate, to be changed individuals, to be productive men and women in society. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. And I'm telling you, Jesus come to change the prison environment so that people may live their life in a way to please God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Because in a prison environment, you got all sorts. All types. Amen. On today, we're going to continue the message. We're in the 8th chapter of Romans. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into this radio station. Let them know the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry Broadcast is on there. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate, tune in. Praise the Lord. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, we talked about, praise the Lord, amen, how that we have to crucify the flesh. And that's the truth. Because you cannot serve God in the flesh. Amen. Jesus wants us to be spiritual. I'm telling you, so much evil is going on in our world today. Praise God, in the jails and prisons. So much violence going on. And I'm telling you, amen, some of these, amen, prisons are really tough. Those of you in the free world may not understand about prison work environment. But some of these prisons are really tough. Tough prisons. Amen. People are really tough in them prisons. And those of you that work them prisons understand where I'm coming from when I say that. And I'm telling you, you got to be careful in them prisons, in them jails. And prisons. Amen. Watch your back. And also you have to be able to, amen, be cautious. And I'm telling you, amen, you just can't just walk up in there and have communications and talk to these individuals. But you got to be searched, you got to be checked, and you have to go through, amen, different types of, amen, protocols, and also you have to, amen, have training and things of that nature to go in to minister and to talk to these individuals. Certain things you can do, certain things you can't do. That's the way prison environment is. You got to follow the rules. And every institution has their rules to go by. Each state prisons have their rules. You got state rules, you got institutional rules. All those rules have to be obeyed and followed that pertains to our, amen, in the ministry part. So these things, amen, that goes on. In a jail, in a prison environment, amen, it's a world of its own. People get up in the morning, you go out on the rec yard. That's their world. They go to the jobs. People have them jobs inside the prisons. You got, amen, people working, amen, doing different types of, amen, leather crafts. Amen. Furniture shops. Make furniture for colleges. Amen. You got license plates. Make license plates for cars. these things. Dairy farms. Amen. Where, praise God, amen, make milk. Amen. To send milk out. And all of these things. That's all it is. I'll give you an understanding of the way prison life is. In prison life. Because some people don't know what prison life is. And I just talk about these things every now and then on this broadcast. To let you know what's, amen, how prison life goes. You got barber shops. You got, amen, stores. Where they go and buy, amen, different types of, amen, items, amen, things of that nature. And also you have, amen, the beauty shops for the women. Because you got women prisons too as well. So, amen, these things goes on in a prison environment. Amen. So, amen, it's not like some people say, amen, you lock them up and throw away the key. Amen. Now, in isolation and segregation is the jail inside the prison. And in that prison, you locked in to about 23 out of 24. You get an hour rec. And that's how that go. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, amen, I take time to talk about these things inside the prison and the prison environment. All right, let's get ready to go into the message, praise the Lord, in Romans, the 8th chapter. Amen. As we talked about, amen, how that, amen, we need to crucify the flesh. Amen. Let's pick up on Romans 8 and 2. What is that, Missionary Velvet?
For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. And that's what Jesus come to do. Jesus come to free us from the law of sin and death. Because when people is under the law of sin and death, they feel like they got to sin all the time. And all they need to do is ask the Lord to forgive them. That's how far they go. They don't go no further. But I'm here to let you know the Lord wants you to go further than just saying, Lord, forgive me. The Lord wants you to stop. You know, a stop sign says stop. Don't say slow down, but a stop sign says stop. But some people like it's a yield sign. A yield sign means slow down. But I'm here to let you know the Lord wants you to stop. Turn from sin. The Lord wants you to give up the world. Praise God. Because you cannot go to heaven in your sins. But you need to, amen, let sin go. If you want to go to heaven. Because the Bible says in Matthew 5 and 8. It said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Jesus come to clean your heart up. And make your heart pure. Praise God. So that you'll be ready to see the Lord. Because no sin is going into the kingdom of God. The devil got thrown out. And he's not going to get back up in there anymore. So therefore, if we want to go to heaven, we got to get rid of the devil down here. Amen. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. And that's what the Lord come to do, to free us from the law of sin and death. When the Lord free you from the law of sin and death, you got eternal life. That's why Jesus said, he that believes on me shall have everlasting life. There is no death to a true child of God. The Lord will deliver you from the law of sin and death and give you eternal life to live. Therefore, you live. And when it's time to move, time to go, you just go through the shadow. The shadow of death. As David said in the 23rd Psalm, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. The Lord will deliver you from your sins and put eternal life in your soul to get you ready for heaven. Praise God. Amen. And people need to understand and know that. Praise the Lord. It's not enough to join a church, shake a preacher's hand, be baptized in water. Water is laying a foundation, but water do not set you free. Some people think water could do it. But amen, power, amen, water cannot do this. Amen. Water is only a testimony that you're changing your way of living. You got to get something stronger than water baptism. You got to go through the blood and get the blood in your life. Amen. It takes the blood of Jesus. People want to holler about being baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm telling you, but water cannot do what I told you that it could do. It takes the blood of Jesus.
What can make me white as snow? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. We're going to pick up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, eye disease, eye pressure, whatever it is. Lord, amen. Stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Change their lives. Make the life brand new. Lord, touch the people out there in the free world. Let them know you love them, Lord. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. By his stripes, I am healed. Just give God the praise. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise. And the song say, I'm on the altar, Lord. Want you to bless my soul. You heard the message that Ella Holmes gave us today. And we can go and examine ourselves and say, Lord, you help me to live right. Help me to lay aside every weight and every sin that's got me bound. And the Lord can do this, that he can set you free. Don't behind prison bars, as I often say. Jesus said if he has to reach way down, he can pick you up. Do you believe that there is nothing too hard for my God to do? He is there waiting just for you to be asked and believe. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us and we pray for you. And the Lord is there for you too. He can deliver you from anything. But remember, God loves you with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. If whatsoever God has promised you and I, he is, and he shall, and he will perform it. You just got to allow him to do it. Give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself. The Lord will open more doors to go into the jails and prisons to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to those that's behind prison bars. And those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Amen. And send us amen messages. We'll be glad to hear from all of you that's listening to these messages and listen to this broadcast. Amen. And respond back to you. Praise God. Amen. We thank you for your support. Thank you for all of your financial support. Amen. And those you'd like to give, be a part of this move of God with the financial. Just send your gifts through our PayPal button. We'll be glad to receive it. And all your gifts are tax deductible. Today's broadcast, this is Elder William D., Chaplain William D. Holmes saying, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.